My name is Lukey, and I'm a fucking fraud. Okay, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why is this dude swearing at himself? Why is he calling himself a fucking fraud? Well, it's because I am, and that's the way I feel. If this is your first time joining me on the podcast, this podcast is all about the life of a Twitch streamer. And my last podcast episode was like almost 5 months ago. It was December 30th. I just listened back to the episode just before recording this. And so in that last episode, I remember talking about where my direction was going and how I'd finally made a plan to get back into my content full-time moving forward. Well, not full-time. Obviously, I have a job, but like full-time outside of my other commitments, dedicating my time to relaunching my channels and getting back into my content creation, getting back on board with it. And I had some really, really cool ideas, and I'm going to delve into why I haven't done them. So you might think that me calling myself a fucking fraud is a bit over the top, but I'm okay with it. I kind of feel like I am. Some of the reasons why I started this podcast were to help out other people by showing them the behind the scenes of the mental challenges and anguishes that you go through. And I'm sick of talking about them over and over again now without actually making content myself. I mean, I know this is content, but this isn't what it's supposed to be about. And so in the last podcast episode, I talked about how I was making a group on Facebook and was going to start focusing all of my content around the streaming help in terms of mental health, which is a great idea, and I think there's definitely space out there for that. Whether or not I do that moving forward, I don't know. So I started a group on Facebook called Streamaholics, and it was supposed to be a place where other streamers, and probably was going to be more Facebook gaming streamers, obviously, given that it's based on Facebook, but that's just one of the benefits of Facebook as a platform over others, because you don't have to take them off platform to draw them into your community groups. And so I had a group called Streamaholics, which I launched not long after this last podcast episode, 5 months ago. And I was going to start creating YouTube content, and it was all going to be based around helping out other streamers mentally with and just as a support group for them as well, for myself and other streamers alike that are going through all the challenges of trying to make it in such an oversaturated industry. We all want to get something out of this, and not all of us are going to, and it's hard. It's hard work, and it's hard on you mentally. All that still stands, right? But I created this group, and within a few weeks of creating this group and trying to get it started, I felt my mental health in regards to my content, and probably just my mental health in general, nosedive when I started spending all of my time around that theme. When I started thinking about mental health and started thinking about how hard it was streaming and how hard it was as a content creator to try and, especially for myself, who I get a lot of decision paralysis. I have a lot of ideas. I'm good at ideas, not good at following through on any of them. I go, oh, this is a really, really good idea. Oh yeah, I'm going to do this. And then 2 days later, I'm like, oh, but I've come up with this other idea, which I think could be better. And none of my ideas are actually related to each other. So they're kind of like different channel focuses, like different themes. Like I can't even do them on the same channel. So then I end up just not doing anything because I don't know which one to launch. And anyway, so Streamaholics, it got too heavy for me. I hadn't even started the fucking group. And I promised that I was going to do this group. This was where my content was heading in 2021. And it's not the case. So I do have a plan though, now. And I feel like this is where I feel like a fucking fraud, because even at the end of that episode, I made a little joke about how the Streamaholics idea, or that, and the streaming support group idea was my focus now at this point in time, being December 2020. And I made the joke about, oh, who knows, I'll probably be doing something else in 6 months' time. Ha, ha, ha. Well, joke's on you, motherfucker, because you were right. And I've gone over so many iterations of different content ideas that I was going to do so far in the first sort of few months of this year. And I've not pulled the trigger on any of them. Luckily for Game On Oz, which is the group I'm a part of on Twitch and in the Discord area there as a leader in their stream team, and being able to provide content for our members through that website, I have been talking to people about things like personal branding and streaming tips and all of that sort of stuff. So I have got that side of that fix for that side. But the thing that I keep on coming back to is that my original idea as a streamer, and the reason why I used to do a character stream, Captain Redman, a superhero character, was because I knew you had to be unique to stand out in this industry. And, like, if you really want to grow something, that's what I thought. That was my best chance at growing something. Because I didn't have confidence in people wanting to spend time around Luke. So I thought, you know, if I'm an amplified version of myself just being a goof, then that would work. And I've come up with so many excuses in the last over 12 months since Mixer shut its doors and I started to try it out on Twitch. I've come up with so many excuses as to why Captain Redman isn't a good idea and why I need to be myself for my own mental state. And I've only just in the last couple of months come to the realization that I regret not continuing Captain Redman, because people still to this day will, I've seen people in real life wearing Captain Redman hoodies. I've had people, just even the other day, someone on Facebook was commenting on one of my posts on my Lukey Bangers page, and they laughed. They said, how am I a top fan? I've never even heard of you. And I just put in there, ha ha, I don't know, man. I don't even stream here anymore. I hung up my cape. Something like that, just to put the cape part out there, just in case that's why. And straight away, he was like, oh, no, no way. Were you the guy that did this, were dressed up as a superhero playing Destiny 2? That shit was amazing. And that and some other comments that people that I know have made recently about, like, it's a shame that you couldn't do Captain Redman anymore. You know, Captain Redman was a personality, even if it wasn't exactly my personality. And little do they know that in the background, I'm still coming up with little ideas about how Captain Redman could work or could have worked. And some of them I even write down. And yet I'm out here preaching being yourself and being Lukey Bangers and focusing on being myself and chatting to people in a real way like I'm doing now on the podcast. And all of these little cracks are opening up where people are mentioning Captain Redman, and unbeknownst to them, even though I tell them, nah, Redman's gone, in the back of my head I'm like, could I do Captain Redman again? I think I've said it on the podcast before, and then I've talked myself out of it. But I've gone on so long now, it's been like, when did I come on to, I think it was like February or March last year where I started sort of transitioning over to Twitch. So we've gone a good 14 months now of me phasing out Captain Redman and moving over to Twitch to start fresh as Lukey Bangers, and I've done nothing. And that's the part that really gets me. And the more and more I look at it, the more and more I'm like, my streams have no energy anymore. I'm done. Like, I thought I could just do all the same stuff as Redman, that Redman does, as Lukey Bangers, and I probably could. But fuck, I miss dressing up and being a goof. I just miss it. I miss not having to worry about Luke. So it's been a whole turnaround, 14 months of me trying to give you all the reasons in the world why I shouldn't do Captain Radman or shouldn't do a character stream. And at the end of the day, I'm here kind of to announce to the small audience that I've had on the podcast, if you guys return, that I've already started purchasing and and started to manufacture a new Captain Radman stream. I don't know if it's going to be Captain Radman, but Radman is going to return. And I tell you all of this, and I say to you at the top, I'm a fucking fraud, because a lot of the stuff that I've said to you guys over the last little while, and that I've been saying to everyone in my content and in the Discords and in my communities, I'm going to throw all of that out the window, and I'm going to don the mask and the cape again. And I'm working out how to come back bigger and better than ever and really launch this fresh. But it'll still have all the classic Radman sort of antics involved. But this is not happening like next week. It literally is a process getting hold of costumes and masks and stuff like that from America and trying to work out branding. In the meantime, I may probably still stream. I haven't even come up with a stream schedule since we last spoke. Like, I've barely done any streaming at all. But I have been telling people that I've been finding my mojo again in the last few weeks. And the reason why is because, and unbeknownst to them again, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm bringing Radman back. I feel good about streaming again. Like, I say I'm a fucking fraud and I'm having a go at myself, but I actually do feel more confident as a creator and as a Twitch personality or a personality within these communities. I'm finding my feet. I'm finding more comfort. And maybe some of that is I'm finding I'm more and more by the day becoming more confident in Game On Oz as well, as I'm trying to be myself. Because I know that I go into my shell. Even finding that awesome new community and receiving the honor of being a leader there, I still didn't feel 100% comfortable because of the way I am in being myself and speaking openly and being more confident, and then letting my personality and my funny side come through by being more confident and comfortable around the people there. Even though it's online, I'm becoming more comfortable there. And that in turn is starting to make me more comfortable with the idea of acting a fool again. See, I don't know, I had this thought recently that me starting to stop doing the Captain Radman thing all came at the end of Mixer, me thinking about having to start fresh on a third platform again, and how it was hard getting the makeup and everything on, and getting trying to get amped up for a Radman stream to be all sort of hyped up and entertaining, but I'm starting fresh again for the third time to zero viewers, and that was hard, going through all that effort mentally and physically to stream to nobody again. But I also had just started with this new community, which I absolutely love all the people there, but I wonder if the way my weird brain works and the way I have social anxieties and stuff is that for the first time in my whole content creation career, it wasn't just me. I felt like I was representing a brand, and a brand where I was still feeling social anxiety with them, personally. Like, maybe that affected me acting a fool. maybe the idea of, like, there's actually going to be people that might want me to dress up as Radman in real life, and I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. Maybe that, like, all of these little things that, like, I think all played into one another, and then I started to think, no, these people, I'm going to show these people that I am Radman. But end of the day, I think the entertainment value of what I used to do was what I loved the most. That trying to be goofy and create entertainment, I think, is exactly what I want to do. And it's coming back. I'm telling you now that it's coming back. So keep an eye out for that. The Streamaholics thing, there will be an announcement on that very, very soon. but I have found a way to keep that Streamaholics show alive. Don't know about the actual group, but there was going to be a podcast involved there on my actual own channel. It's called Streamaholics, where I interview other streamers. I've tweaked that idea now. It's a different thing. It's not all going to be mental health, but keep an eye out and an ear out for some announcements around that. So I'm quite happy. I'm proud of the way I've rejigged that and bringing you that as well. Yeah. Other than that, I don't really know what else to say right now, other than I have got my mojo back. But let's just stay tuned. I apologize for not bringing out regular episodes. In December, I did announce that I was going to be doing this podcast weekly. That didn't happen, so I'm not going to promise you that I'm going to bring out another episode next week. Even though in my head right now I want to. But where I envision this podcast continuing is that, yeah, I still do want to be myself sometimes. And through the life of the Twitch streamer, I'm going to be able to still do that. And through where Streamaholics is heading, and obviously within the Game On Oz community, I think I can still be myself. And therefore, I can have my cake and eat it too, as well as launching Radman again on my own, in my own content. So that's my plan. That's my plan of having the best of both worlds, and hopefully that will be the way to go. I'm really, really looking forward to jumping in there. I know I've said how hard it is to make it as a Twitch streamer, and it is. But the thing that gets me is that I've been saying that for like, I think I had conversations with my missus around the time I went to Twitch like 14 months ago about how hard it is to make it on Twitch. And I thought I had something with Facebook, and I thought I had something with Mixer on smaller platforms, growing as they grew. But then ending up on the platform that I was trying to avoid because of how saturated it is 14 months ago, I thought, oh, like now I'm in the trenches, like it's almost impossible to break out on Twitch as it is. And the thing that I've kind of noticed after spending 14 months on the platform is that now there's people that have only been around the platform for 6 to 9 months and are doing really, really well for themselves, and some of them I'm happy to call acquaintances, if not friends of mine, and they're doing things. And in the meantime, last 40 months, I've done fuck all. So there is hope out there. They're not the one top 1% of Twitch, but some of them are on the verge of making this a thing, like a full-time thing. So that's encouraging. The moral of that story is that never think that there's not a chance for you out there. Like, you just got to go out there and grab it by the balls and fucking do it. And I don't think Lukey's ever grabbing anyone by the balls, and therefore Lukey's just going to be Lukey. That's me. But Captain Radman can definitely grab some balls. And in the meantime, Lukey does have to grab some balls, and that's just to don the cape and the mask again. Anyway. You guys, a lot of you probably haven't even heard of Captain Radman. You will soon. I think this podcast, I want to do some sort of content around Captain Radman, I had this idea of some sort of video content while I'm putting my makeup and my mask on and my costume on, or taking it off at the end of the stream, where you just see Lukey. Whether it's a podcast, maybe this might be something like that, where this podcast here, where I have, it's me dressing down after the show, talking about my feelings about how I've been going and how I'm enjoying it or not enjoying it, or my challenges as Radman, and posting it not under the Captain Radman name, but somewhere else under Lukey Bangers. Or maybe this podcast could be something like Behind the Mask, Life of a Twitch Streamer. I don't know. Be interesting. What do you guys think? Do you reckon that's a good idea? Do you want to hear like reactionary podcasts about Radman? Might be a good way to hide that content, but still get that out. Like, still provide that cathartic sort of diary aspect of the life of a Twitch streamer, or the idea of this as I move forward. So still being able to present myself as Lukey and my thoughts and my content, but directly after a Radman stream, or shortly after, maybe the next day. Like, I think Behind the Mask then would be a pretty good name for the podcast. So it's not tying Lukey Bangers or Radman in, but it's also still keeps that life of a Twitch streamer title, which is what people are probably looking for. The life of a Twitch streamer. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. Hashtag LukeyPod on Twitter. Just, yeah, type out a tweet. I didn't check them because I hadn't been getting any tweets with that hashtag used, or anyone tagging me Lukey Bangers on Twitter. But you'll find all the links to my socials in the description to this podcast episode. You'll also find a link to leaving voicemail through Anchor. So if you ever want to pose a question that I can play live on the podcast and react to it, or feel free to click on that link and leave a voicemail. Other than that, you can send me some DMs or tweet me at Lukey Bangers, and I can respond to that stuff on the next episode too. Appreciate you all for listening. I promise I am definitely trying to not be a fucking fraud moving forward, but we'll see how we go, eh? We'll see how we go, one step at a time. Just me putting this one, I'm kind of putting this out there into the ether as a way of, like, keep holding myself accountable, maybe. I mean, I've spent quite a bit of money now trying to get Radman back again already, so I kind of have to do Radman now, because it's a monetary thing now. My wife will not be pleased if I don't use the stuff that I have already purchased. So that's another way of keeping myself accountable. It's all about accountability this week. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. If you've got this far, appreciate the heck out of you. And I'll see you on the other side.